Hello there, and welcome. Thank you for taking time out today to seek God. This is a great choice that you've made. Whether you believe or struggle with that belief, seeking God is the greatest thing that you can do. We're taking the risk together that God is there and even wants us to pursue Him, and the journey will be rewarding. In the time we have together, we'll worship, and we do this by praying, reading scripture, and reflecting. This time is your time to seek God, and I'm only here to help. If you're able, go ahead, free yourself of distraction. Sit down, lay down, kneel, walk a little slower. Calming our bodies and minds is not only relaxing, but it reminds us that we have limits. God does not. He is non-physical and is sought in non-physical ways. What matters most is that this time is set apart and is unique. So once you're comfortable, let's begin. Close your eyes and go ahead, take in a deep breath. You're about to speak to the Creator of all things. This isn't meditation, which is turning inward into yourself. Prayer, on the other hand, is intentionally reaching beyond ourselves to the source of everything. We're reaching into the void. And what will happen is unknown, but that's where the adventure is. Now speak out loud or in your mind. God hears your thoughts. He's not limited to what's spoken. So express your intentions for this time. You can say, God, how should I live? What should I say? Show me your way. Take a moment and express these thoughts to God in your own way. We'll look at scripture because we believe that God communicates and He's revealed Himself to people, and they've written down their experiences for our benefit. We don't have to understand it, and we certainly don't have to be Bible scholars, but it is important that we receive it and believe that God communicates. Today we'll read Romans chapter 14, verse 22, which says, "Do you have a conviction? Keep it to yourself before God. The man who does not condemn himself by what he approves is blessed." Here we have a very practical message from Paul. Do you have a conviction, or better, faith? Do you have something that by faith you believe to be from God and good? Is it something that someone else disagrees with? Is it something that doesn't overtly have a command against it or for it? Is it a gray zone, negotiable issue? Fine. Keep it between you and God. There's no need to broadcast your opinion or flaunt it. In fact, Paul would say there's a blessing in not broadcasting it. No need to prove yourself right or get Facebook likes from the choir. Just have the confidence between you and God that all is well. But is there some doubt in your mind? Are you on the fence? Do you go back and forth for some reason? Well, that sounds like it might not be out of conviction, or rather out of faith. And Paul says what it is when you do a thing that isn't of faith. It's sin. And that may seem harsh, but what else would you call it? So, Paul is helping you live wisely in light of God's incredible grace. Live by your convictions in light of God's watchful eye. No need to shout it from the mountaintops. But be introspective at the same time and honest if you feel convicted not to do a thing. And in this way, walk sensitively with God. God, All things are from you. But show me day to day, even moment to moment, how you want me to live. Take a moment and express these thoughts to God in your own way. Thank you for taking this time. Feel free to stay as long as you like. May God bless your day, and I look forward to being here with you again next time.